Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, the current unemployment rate in the United States is 4.3%. But that number might rise if Amazon has anything to do with it. Amazon announced today that they are preparing to lay off 30,000 corporate employees. And then there's Target. They also fired roughly 1,000 of their employees today. And like Amazon, most of these layoffs, they're at the corporate level. So the in-store workers will not be affected yet. Meanwhile, UPS, they're unimpressed. And they would like you to know that just this year alone, in the first 9 months, they fired 48,000 employees. Now, corporate layoffs, of course, are not the only way to lose a job. A man in Massachusetts, he lost out on a job when he referred to a group of ladies as ladies. A man in England, he was fired after bosses printed out 50 hours worth of his online search history. Now, before you assume the worst, it was pretty benign crap. It's just that absolutely none of it was work-related. And then there's a woman in China. She lost her job and her year-end bonus after her cat accidentally sent the resignation email that she wasn't so sure that she wanted to send. She had typed it up. She was really debating this. And here's the irony. She has 9 cats, and she does not like her job, but the reason she wanted to keep her job is because she needed money specifically to feed her 9 cats. And then one of them went, send, and she lost her gig. But look, however you lose a job, bills still need to pay, so you go out there and you get yourself another job. And chances are, that cycle's going to repeat itself at least a couple of times in your life. That's just how things go. But that's what we're talking about today. All those different jobs that you've had, whether you liked them or not, whether they paid well or not, you got to work because you got to pay bills. So today's question, we want to know, how many different places have you worked, and what were your best and worst jobs?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to themensroom@KISW.com. And now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All the Charles, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,417. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. That is a fact. The exciting return of Sit and Spin today. Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs joining us from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. And today, get a little spooky. 10 biggest Halloween songs in history. Now, caveat to this, This is from the Billboard 100.
All right.
So as far as how these songs charted, which Billboard deals with sales.
Yeah,
typically sales of singles and albums as well. But for the most part, the singles kind of play into how they count things up.
So you got to think Thriller, maybe?
Well,
right?
It just depends on how they judge it by title. So look, if you have a song, your favorite band, Ted the Eagles, or Eagles.
Eagles. Just Eagles. There's no Eagles.
Witchy Woman.
Witchy Woman.
Witchy Woman.
Is that a Halloween song?
It's about a woman who's kind of witchy.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Running with the Devil.
All right, Van Halen. So the title.
How do they pick these songs? I'm not sure.
Okay.
Is it based on the word association? What things will we know? I mean, you could say like Dragula from Rob Zombie would be seemingly Halloween.
In that
theme.
Case, anything Rob Zombie does.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything.
Mr. Crowley. From Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay.
Is it about Halloween? No, but it's about, Aleister Crowley, who was kind of a spooky dude. So, Helter Skelter from the Beatles. I don't know if that fits in or not, but you get the idea.
Right.
Of what some of these songs could be. So, the 10 biggest Halloween songs in history coming up at 4:30 as we will sit and spin. And we're talking about jobs today. Why? Well, if you've happened to flip through the news lately, I'll give you a couple of the headlines real quick. It says, Amazon plans to cut 30,000 jobs amid an AI push. As many as 30,000. Some numbers say 14,000, depending on how they roll this out. They said these firings were set to begin this morning. That's all people really know. I'm sure if you're on the inside of that, you've heard some rumblings.
Of course.
Especially here in Seattle. Speaking of Seattle, we have, let's see here, what else do we have? Oh, Meta lays off hundreds of AI workers as well.
AI work. Are they being replaced by AI?
I believe they are.
Are you being serious?
I don't.
So the guys that worked on the AI, basically, they train the replacement.
They're encouraging them to apply for other Meta jobs.
You've been replaced by the AI that you helped develop for our company.
Hey, Starbucks shut down how many locations here in town?
A bunch.
Right.
Nationwide.
They told all those employees, man, if you want to go work for another Starbucks, put in an application. But, you've already been trained. The problem is there's not that many jobs for the amount of people that were let go at these other locations.
Yeah, they knew that.
So, it's kind of hard to fill that. If you want to move or go someplace else to work for Starbucks, you could do that. Target sends off layoff notices to 1,000 employees as of today.
Are those corporate or in-store?
Those are corporate. So the workers that do the work are not affected by this, but at the corporate level, whatever the hell they do.
Whatever they're doing in Minneapolis. Yeah.
Well, just because, I don't know, I like Target, but every time I go to Target, it seems like they are bare minimum as it is.
Yeah.
Well, you watch The Death of Bartell. That was one of the more interesting things I've seen.
Rite Aid bought them, right?
Somebody bought them. And then they just kind of fizzled away. But you just watched the shelf, everything on there just died.
Yeah.
Went away.
You knew what the plan was. They just let it kind of fall into disrepair, and you go, oh, okay.
UPS, mass layoffs. 48,000 jobs have been cut.
This year.
In the first 9 months of this year. The company said the reductions comprised 14,000 roles. Primarily in management, along with 34,000 cuts within its operational workforce, which to me is the guys in brown, the guys that you were eating lunch with.
Isn't that your workforce, the operational part?
Yeah. They're pretty strong unions, so that makes sense. A lot of it was management.
UPS and the layoffs are part of a broader effort to cut costs and reshape the company to better adapt to shifting market dynamics.
Just also, people should know, none of these companies are losing a dime.
No, none of them are losing money.
Say sales are down, it's because they didn't hit their projected goals.
And again,
but they're still making massive profits.
But right, and it's just how you frame things. Hey, man, our sales are down. It's like you made $800 million mm-hmm. instead of $1 billion. You are so profitable, it's ridiculous.
So Rivian cut 600 jobs. Why? Because of that $7,500 federal tax credit for EV buyers.
Mm-hmm.
They projected they're not going to be selling as many.
Okay,
because that was incentive to get in on that.
Yeah,
before that thing went away. What else we got? More crap on Amazon.
This is going to be a fun day.
No, we're not going to talk about that.
This all hit today. That's the thing. You know, I woke up, I read about Amazon, and then as I'm clicking through, then Target pops up, then Meta pops up. So Amazon's getting all the press, but there's a lot of companies that are doing the same thing right now.
Paramount today laid off 1,000 jobs within the organization. They hope to cut $2 billion from their annual operating budget. They shared it had just under 19,000 employees. Then they merged with Skydance in June. Do we know what Skydance is?
It's another movie production company.
Okay. Ahead of the merger, they had more than 500 employees. Now, the company president says, we do not want to be a company that has to lay off every quarter. So it's going to be
painful. We're doing it all at once.
It's always hard, but we don't want to be the company that every quarter is laying off people. So there's another one. But today we're going to talk about jobs. And one of the more interesting things that that I've done, and you did do as well, Steve, today, is try to remember all the places that we've worked.
It's more difficult than you would think.
I'll go use the bathroom and go, oh, yeah, there's another one. And I'm sure there are about four jobs I'm missing.
How many do you have? Because mine right now, I have 25.
16 right now that I can remember.
You got 16. I got 25. And to be fair, a lot of it was pre-radio, my restaurant days where you bounce back and forth. But incredibly, out of the 25 jobs, I've only been fired twice.
Well, you know what? It's an interesting...
One time because I did not show up, and the other time because I may or may not have had something to do with money being stolen.
If you get a paycheck, that counts as a job.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right. Well, we were taking away...
Babysitting, grass cutting. Right. Unless you're a landscaper.
Right, I'm counting landscaping because that was a real job. I coached 1 year at JV baseball and got like $1,200.
It's a job.
It's absolutely a job. Oh, there they go. I umpired baseball.
Yeah,
I forgot about that. I got paid for that. Umpired baseball games. Let's see. But it really is an interesting assignment because you go back in your life and you start from the very beginning. And the first job, that one's easy to remember.
You always remember the first.
And then you start cruising through.
That's not true. I remembered my second job. I always say the Chi-Chi's was my first job. It was not. I had a job in the Baltimore Arena. So I wrote down Chi-Chi's first, started going down. Then I'm like, oh, dude, you had a job before that.
Right.
Then I thought of another job that I had around the same time. You're right. It's very difficult to go back. And
in time, it starts settling down. You know, you have a job for 5 years, maybe, or 10 years. And we're also talking about this. Look, man, if you work for, whoever you work for, if you're a retail manager and you're working at Target, and then, you've worked at Best Buy before that, or Circuit City in the world back in the day. Even though it's basically the same job.
But it's different
places. Those are different working places.
And it's different dynamics. I mean, that's what I'm saying with cooking. Like, I cooked it, 16 different restaurants. Same job, but they were all very...
Which one had the best food?
The best food?
When you're working there and you're cooking, you're probably not... really that into the food, but I'm sure there's some that were better than others.
The absolute it depends who you ask. So a lot of people would say Commander's Palace. I just disagree because that's a little too foo-foo for me, but Joy America Cafe had very good food. There's a place I worked called Egyptian Pizza. Yes, that was the name
Egyptian
of it.
Egyptian Pizza.
Because the dudes that owned it were Egyptian. And I was the only actual U.S. guy that worked there. And I'm working in the kitchen, and there's one day that I'm working at Egyptian Pizza, and I got along with these guys, all right? But the main manager is this guy, Sam. But anytime they spoke to each other, they spoke in Egyptian. That is their native language. So I never knew what they were talking about. So I am cooking, and I hear they're going back and forth about something. I don't know what it is. Sounds kind of tense. But all I kind of hear is, just this guttural, Steve, and I turn around. I'm like, did you just say my name? They're like, no, man. I'm like, look, not only did you say my name, but when you said this word that sounds like my name, everyone turned and looked at me.
Right.
He's like, no, man, it was just a word that sounds like Steve. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's a true story.
Summer's Eve.
Yeah. Is Egyptian different than Farsi?
Bro, you are asking the wrong person. Right. I don't know. I just heard them talking, and like I said, just that one time. Steve, how about that? Like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I think I'm at 11.
11? You have 11 jobs.
You got the liquor store.
I got town hall in there, PJs, door-to-door, landscaping, catering backstage, baseball coach, janitor, basketball camp, paperboy. I forgot I did that one summer with my brother. Door-to-door sales. Right. I used to DJ bat mitzvahs.
Oh, shoot.
And then I threw in there, I used to also bartend private parties.
Are you hired? Are you contracted out to do it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you work in the catering
world, forgot I was a club DJ. Man. Okay, see, this is how this is
going
to go. What? Yeah, of course.
You were a club DJ.
Yes.
I don't know why I think that's hilarious.
Remember the time I told you that I woke up in the morning and that little kid was pulling on my arm. He said, do you want to play video games?
Yeah. Oh, is that how you met her?
Yeah, I met her at the club. Oh, okay. Then we went home, and then, I didn't know she had a kid. And then I woke up in a trailer with a kid.
I just had sex with your mom, kid.
Yeah. And then,
good call. We started about working a door in Georgetown.
We started playing video games in the morning. He said, are you my new dad?
Oh, my God.
He said, oh, yeah. But then she made great breakfast. That was the club DJ night. Just weird.
Are you my new dad?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I said, no, I'll be your best friend. But you got a dad, and I can act like a dad. And I said, I'm not your dad.
I'm going to have sex with your mom like your dad.
Did you ever go back and see her again?
You know what? I kept kind of, all right, couple things on this one. The trailer park that she lived in was probably 200 to 300 trailers. It was one of the most sprawling trailer parks in the area.
All right.
I could not tell you.
It was the beautiful one.
I cannot. If I drove my car through there, I don't know if I'd know which trailer she lived in.
All right.
And I did
that
not.
An excuse
we did not give. We did not give each other phone numbers. We just hooked up that night.
Yeah, yeah.
And I ended up, you know, going home with her, and I gave her a ride, and I woke up,
gave her to him.
Got home. You know, figured out my way home. So here's what I got:
sprawling, beautiful.
No, I'm just saying it was just amazing. No,
I hear you, man.
You pull into one entrance.
It was the
man.
Manhattan of trailer parks.
It was huge. They had a pool. They had a tennis court. I do remember that. A basketball court.
I mean, as far as trailer park goes, it sounds nice.
Yeah, they look like a park for kids, you know, with the playground.
Yeah, they're not all terrible.
No, they're not.
No, not by any stretch. I'm just saying it was just row after row.
But this one's
in
West Virginia. It's just the sound of it.
You know, you pull into an Arizona housing community. Every single house looks the same.
Yep.
It was that with trailers. How about that? And they were closer together, so I wasn't exactly sure. They all had porches on the left.
Right.
They all had steps that walked up to them. I don't know where she lived.
I got coffee one day in Scottsdale and could not find my buddy's house.
Oh, really?
So you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, you're just walking back like, oh, no.
All the streets look the same. All the houses look...
They're sand colored with the red
stucco,
roof.
And they got the terracotta.
Yeah, so I get what you're talking about. And I had to call. I was lost for like 20 minutes just on this beach cruiser with one cup of coffee. Like, I have no idea where he lived.
Yeah. So here's what I got. Starting at 12 years old, I was a vendor for Mountaineer football games.
All right.
Which was a great job. I've told you guys about that. For a few years, I was a Boy Scout counselor, which means I lived in a tent for 3 months over the summer and taught kids different stuff.
Stop bragging.
Yeah, right. They would come for a week, and then a new group would come in for a week.
Right.
That's kind of how that went. I worked for an exterminator, a termite service, Tri-State Exterminating.
Mm-hmm.
I was the guy that drilled the holes for termites.
All right.
And then, because I was not allowed to operate those chemicals, the guy who owned the operation, he basically just went in and went, and squirted in the holes, and then I went and filled the holes up with concrete. That was my job. Worked for Burger King for a grand total of 2 weeks. Before a scheduling issue forced me to resign from the case. Actually, I was asked to leave. What else we got? I worked for the West Virginia Department of Human Services as a file clerk.
Mm-hmm.
My job was to pull all the files for the cases that day for the individual caseworkers and social workers. There were times we had to leave because we would constantly be threatened with people coming in and wanting to shoot up the place.
Yeah, of course.
Because someone's child was being taken away or their benefits were not being renewed. Or
right.
Whatever the deal was. I worked as a weekend television reporter for WDTV, TV5 in Clarksburg.
I put the D in DTV.
Which is horrible. That was I honestly want to put that up there as one of the worst jobs I've ever had. Yes, absolutely.
Why?
I'm a weekend reporter.
All right.
It's a Saturday night. I go out and I set up a tripod in front of the courthouse in downtown Clarksburg.
Where nothing has happened.
I am reporting on something that happened Friday afternoon.
Yep.
But I have to be live at the courthouse on Saturday night and do a live shot.
Why does local news do that?
I'm not sure.
Because they'll do it now.
That was back in the day.
Well, no, they do it now. You'll turn on the 11 o'clock news, right? And I understand sometimes it has been pre-recorded. Other times they go to a live correspondent. Again, it's 11:15 at night now, and he's standing in front of a dark courthouse to tell us something that happened at the courthouse 6 hours ago.
Sure.
You could just tell us that. You don't physically need to be there. There's nothing happening.
I think now in the age of Facebook and social media, it would have been easier to get better leads to do stories.
Well, sure.
But back then, it was strictly almost like you're combing the papers.
Yeah.
And all those different
things. Listen to the police scanner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I worked on Saturday and
you
Sunday.
You and the lawyers.
So, you know, my buddy, he worked Friday night high school football. Now, to me, that's exciting.
Yeah.
You get to go to the game of the week. Sure. You film it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You do the scores. People are excited.
Get B-roll. The kids all fired up.
Yeah. But that was the worst because you had an assignment. You had a production assignment director.
Yeah.
So your producer was telling you where to go. So you weren't really in charge of the content. You just had to go where you were told. I worked for the Census Bureau in 1990.
All right.
That was a summer job. Worked selling ads for the Yellow Pages. That was because back then, you needed to be in the Yellow Pages.
You absolutely did.
And if you could sell that back cover. Or you could sell the inside cover, man. You were.
That's why you always had the lawyers.
You're out, Dennis. Back then it was like coal companies, like Consol Coal and all that crap, or spending the big bucks. Then I got into radio in high school, doing promotions work. Then it ended up on air and at a radio station in Morgantown, WAJR and 102 WVAQ, where the Q means variety.
Variety, yes.
Exactly. Then I worked for WCLG, a rock station in Morgantown, doing overnights, then moved to nights. Then went to Hagerstown, a WQCM, to do nights, and then I worked in middays. Then I moved to Annapolis, Maryland, and worked for WRNR, a freeform progressive station, and was a production director. Then I went to 104.3, the Colt Baltimore, which turned into B104.3. Nights, mornings for a long time, 10 years mornings, afternoons. Then I did Live 105.7 middays, out to lunch with a group of idiots.
Then that feels unnecessary.
Then I moved to Seattle and worked at 100.7 The Buzz.
Correct.
I did a night show, once again, with a bunch of total idiots.
Yeah.
And then afternoons on KISW. So, and then I was a DJ at a club, and I also umpired baseball games.
All right, I didn't count, like, working all the different stations in Baltimore.
You have to, because I have JFK, because we started on an AM station.
I started JFK with you.
Then we went to Live 105. That's where we started working with Miles. And then we moved here, and we started working on The Buzz. But I also had WLIF, honestly, because I was convenient to use, because it's on the other side of a wall. And then here, obviously, at KISW. But otherwise, I worked at the Baltimore Arena, scraping gum and boogers off the bottom of seats. That's the most... It wasn't the worst job, because I liked the dudes I worked with, but it's the most disgusting job I've ever had, that's for sure. And I always remember scraping stuff off the bottom of the seats and just feeling stuff bounce off of your face and your lip. It's very disturbing. Worked at a wood shop one summer. I'm not a woodsman, but I did have a job there for a while. Chi-Chi's, a place called Palo's. Do you remember Palo's? Yeah. It's another Italian joint.
Yes, I do remember.
Okay, I worked there. Worked at Who Knows Pizza. Wayne's Barbecue.
How's Wayne's Barbecue?
Can
Wayne hook it up?
Wayne can hook it up. He was this real old white Southern dude. I mean, he just had the strongest accent you ever gonna hear. And but he was the guy. I'm working as a host one morning, and everyone walking in kept saying they had these smiles on their faces. We were advertising a country breakfast.
Whatever. Is that where that was?
Oh, that's where that happened.
But everyone, and I don't get it. Just everyone keeps smiling, and they're like, "Yeah, we're here for the country breakfast." I'm like, "Okay." It was just weird because it's happening all day. So when we stop serving breakfast, we're going to switch over to lunch. We grab the sandwich board that's out there, and Wayne, the owner of Wayne's Barbecue, he had written a sign. And where it said country breakfast, first of all, he put country in quotation marks. But even worse, he forgot the letter O. It's a much different kind of take. And it had been out there for hours. And that's why everyone kept saying that.
How much is this?
Oh, so I showed
Wayne. $7.99,
I'm like, dude, this is what we were showing. He's like, oh, my God. I said, don't worry about it, because we sold the hell out of that breakfast. We did. Like, people came in for that. Worked at a place called Donna's Cafe. Then worked at Donna's Restaurant.
Donna's was good. Great sandwiches.
Donna's was fantastic. That's where I met Brad Pitt. Had some words. Egyptian pizza. This place was not called Turk's Pizza, but the guy that owned it was a Turkish dude named Turk, and there was a pizza joint in New Orleans. Worked at Bop, which was brick oven pizza. Soprasada, where the chef was a douchebag. A magazine place, I cannot remember the name of it, but that's one of the places I got fired because there was a theft or something. Commander's Palace in New Orleans, Joy America Cafe, Planet Hollywood briefly in New Orleans, the Atlantic Seafood joint in Baltimore, a place called City Cafe, John Stevens and Fells Point, which you guys are probably familiar with.
Yeah.
Seafood joint, yeah. Worked there for the... God, that place sucked to work at. And then it was radio after that. JFK, Live 105, The Buzz, KISW. Yeah. Oh, and worked as a security guard, and that's the other job I got fired from. During, like, corporate, or not corporate security, office building security, like we have here. Turns out it's very important to show up for your shift. Otherwise, they will let you know in these words, quote, this is your final paycheck.
Oh, I was like, oh,
okay, I know why.
Our question, how many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
I got a programming note there for you. Unwrapped tickets as low as $55 right now.
Yes.
Lineup details and all that. You'll want to join us on Friday night, December 12th, Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. It's KISW.com. Buy a ticket. Get in there.
Yeah,
it's going to be a hell of a show. All right, our question, how many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
Hola. Hey, so I had about 10 jobs that I've been able to figure out through my head. I'm 38 currently.
All right.
Worst job was an incoming call center. So obviously people calling in just asking about their bills. Man, that was an interesting place. But lots of food because women bring food to the office. And then I worked at a pot shop for 6 years, actually, up north a ways.
How was that?
That was fun. It was great because everybody's so happy to see you.
Yeah, of course.
All the time. And so it's a great job for that. But then...
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
So you're scared, you say. Why?
All the regulations that they have down on you, mainly because of that, and they constantly drill into your head. You just can't sell to, obviously, anybody with an expired ID, anybody who's obviously underage, all that stuff. And just a lot of stuff on the back end that you just are not prepared for until you actually work there.
Okay. What were some of your more interesting clients? Like that, we meet people all the time that listen to the radio station. Some of them, you can look at and go, black t-shirt, rock guy, makes sense.
Yep.
Other times, it's a 13-year-old girl who says she's been listening with her dad.
Or an 85-year-old woman who stops you on the street.
Who was the weird, who was the strangest, I should say?
Well, most of the people that we helped, we were on an island, so it was mostly retired folks anyways.
Okay.
But the people that you were always help is usually the women would ask if there's anything to give their man a little pep in their step. You know what I mean?
Wait, like, they went to a pot shop hoping to Viagra size their guy.
I hope you gave him sativa.
Exactly. That's the thing. It's like, and you were asked often enough that you would actually have to do the research. And you're like, okay, you want a sativa, you want something fruity, you want a kush. But at the same time, it's not like you can be like, I smoked this and had the best night of my life.
Have you tried mushrooms?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, but it was always the women asking. The men were always there, but it was always the women asking.
So wait, that's comfortable.
The guy is there with his partner, and she asked that question.
Mm-hmm.
And did you ever make eye contact with these dudes right after she asked?
I don't know. That'd be an awkward one. But
you got to take advantage of that. Like, well,
truthfully,
hey, buddy.
If you're stoned, some things, like in foreplay, are a little tougher.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because your mouth's dry.
Because you're high. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, going off of that, what was great is we sold lubricant, obviously, that had, infused stuff in it. And it would always be the women that would ask about it. And the best was when a woman's like, is it flavored? And you're just like, I don't know how to respond. I don't think so.
I haven't tasted it.
It was flavored. Yeah, exactly.
You should have had like a sample cup.
That's right.
Just give it a little nibble, see what you think.
Take us in the bathroom. You tell me.
Yeah. Is it flavored?
Our question, how many different places have you worked and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
I will say it is odd. Like, kind of like bartenders.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Bartender sometimes leaves the business. You're just like, damn, I like that bartender. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Like, I would go to the same shop and, like, if the manager or the butt tender I liked left. I was like, damn.
Yeah, it does happen, because that's the guy you want to talk to. As far as flavored lubricants, what flavor would you get? Because the first thought that came to mind, teriyaki.
Oh, God, no.
Why? Look, it's flavored.
It's salty enough.
Yeah. I know, but I'm just...
I don't like teriyaki.
The flavor of
the teriyaki. Yeah, the teriyaki is salty.
Why? What are you going to go for, what? Like grape?
Watermelon. Watermelon or banana?
Watermelon.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about you, Mike?
I'm going teriyaki. Like Harry Styles, man.
This is
Come on.
Flavored lubricant. saying I'm picking teriyaki. I know it's a little out there. I just prefer the savory flavor.
It's not bad,
flavor.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If there's going to be the taste in my mouth, like, gee, teriyaki, not exactly.
How about habanero?
Ooh.
I would do it. Yeah.
I mean, the idea of teriyaki is kind of changing my brain around here on this.
Because everybody goes fruit, and right. I get it. I'm just saying, we got watermelon
fruit
or banana.
Fruit is pleasant,
here.
But, you know, like chicken would be great, or like tacos or something like that.
Right. Tacos?
Carne asada. Mole.
Spaghetti.
I mean, why not
munja.
Spaghetti.
Munja.
Damn, girl, you taste like Sunday dinner.
Tastes like spaghetti, man.
Like lasagna.
Oh, no, man, give me some garlic bread.
Are you Garfield?
Garlic bread.
Garlic bread is delicious.
Well, we can have garlic bread if you're getting teriyaki.
Or lemon pepper.
Just sitting there with Parmesan cheese.
I'm just saying, look. In the end, I understand it's sex.
Biscuits
right?
and gravy.
But I don't. Right. I like biscuits and gravy.
Or just pancakes.
Pizza.
I mean, if they had it.
Yeah.
You know, like, dude, I'm in the mood for pizza, but we're going to do this first.
It's either chocolate or fruits.
Right.
So, didn't the folks at Bacon Salt, did they make a bacon lube?
They did.
Okay, I was going to say that. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
It's right there, man. Breakfast foods.
It did sell that well.
Yeah. I do believe that. It's a specialized thing.
Pork chops.
I guess I just always think of candy when I think of flavored lubes. And you think of fruit
everybody
or
does.
Chocolate. What is that? Pork chop.
Because sweet's easier.
Just trying to mix it up, man. You know,
mashed potatoes.
Yeah, bouillabaisse.
How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803.
I don't know. I did not expect you to say teriyaki.
I'm just saying.
Mac and cheese.
Right, because here's the thing. Yeah. I don't eat a lot of fruit. I don't eat a lot of vegetables, right? This is known about me. So if you say, well, here's a lube, like, well, I don't really eat watermelons. I don't want that. I do eat teriyaki. General Tso's chicken, crab rangoon,
egg rolls, like
crying tiger, right, egg roll, pork egg roll.
But I guess think about, like, the night of
straight
your...
Straight up chili.
The night of your wedding, right? It's like strawberries and champagne.
Yeah.
Nobody goes back to the room and hammers down teriyaki. Well,
they don't, but also, they're not having sex with it. I'm just saying.
Kung Pao chicken?
What? Yes.
Oh, what about orange chicken?
Oh, Kung Pao chicken. In a heartbeat.
Kung Pao chicken is awesome.
Hell yeah.
Exactly.
I ordered that the other night. I forgot how good that is.
So Kung Pao chicken lube.
It's got peanuts in it. And all. Oh, man, that stuff is awesome.
She can't have another allergy, though.
found out she has another allergy.
You talking about me or the food?
Yeah. She can't breathe.
She wanted anaphylactic shock. I didn't ask.
You don't have a nut allergy, do you? I'm here.
Oh, my God.
How many different places have you worked, and what was your best or worst job?
What, man?
I don't know, man.
If you I don't know, like, think about it. You go to, like, the food court at the mall, right? There's Panda Express. You want to get orange chicken. If they said, hey, sir, just so you know, also for $5, we have orange chicken lube, I'd be like, throw it in.
Baby, is this Chipotle?
Right. You know,
Thanksgiving dinner.
Red Robin onion rings.
That's guac.
I mean, they can brand it.
Campfire sauce?
You can make your own tower.
Onion ring tower.
That's for her.
I know.
Put a little ranch in your belly button. Just go at it.
I'm out.
Blue cheese.
Just zip it right in there, baby. Barbecue, like ketchup,
and you can have corporate branding on. So you'd have like Stubbs barbecue lube, specifically Stubbs. Like, well, you want A1 or Stubbs? Like, you know, I haven't had A1 in a while.
Hey, baby, grab the McLube. Let's get after it.
Yeah, this is a low grade steak. You're gonna need something.
Yeah,
this ain't prime.
You got a little mint jelly.
Hey, what?
You got Black Angus over there. I got some kind of crappy skirt steak.
We need to bathe this thing.
You just scratched up brown.
They even make the flavored lubes that are not just fruits.
What do you have so far as flavored lubes?
We've gone off the rails here.
I'm just saying they need to diversify. Not everybody wants to eat fruit.
Yeah.
You know, for vegetarians, you can have like beets. Something.
Ugh. Nobody likes beets.
Some people like beets, and those people are weird, but why not?
Might as well just throw
We do have
on.
Watermelon.
Of course they have watermelon.
Well, strawberry. Yeah.
But
I got boring crap.
That's what I'm saying, man. Let's mix it up a little
they
bit.
They do have I mean, there's a number of brands that make it.
For the summertime, get a s'mores flavor.
Yeah.
Oh, there's this stuff called Wet. Oh. Strawberry, watermelon, passion fruit, pizzazz, pop and cherry.
Oh, God.
Tropical fruit explosion.
Pop and cherry.
That's what's called.
That is the last one I'm buying, man.
See that meeting? That was a good brainstorming meeting right there. Not just cherry.
For the first time.
Pop and cherry. It's the flavor that just pops.
It's a one-time use.
That meeting was worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Mystical mint.
Yeah, no, no, damn it. Why is everything mint?
There's a chocolate mint here. Yeah. Oh, there's a cinnamon.
You don't need to put mint where it doesn't belong.
Mint's awesome.
I mean, look.
On your teeth, that's it.
If you want me to eat vegetables, your best bet would be like broccoli flavored lube.
There you go.
Like, all right, I've developed a taste for it over the years.
I will fight through this.
This brand is called Suck Lick.
Oh, Suck Lick.
Easy.
That's what it's called.
I'm aware of that.
What flavor are your Tic Tacs?
These are fresh mint.
You just said you hate mint.
I did.
Them in your pocket.
I said mint gets put where it doesn't belong. Ooh, all
here's
the time.
Peach.
This is where mint belongs.
Tic Tac.
In the mints.
Peaches and cream.
See, it's all the same kind of stuff, man. I'm just saying it makes it up.
I cannot believe how many brands there are.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, how many different places have you worked and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jennifer. Welcome to the men's room.
I love about that bacon stuff on the chat.
Umquat.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
This is fruit, yes.
I found a black peppered bacon.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Lube?
Yep.
All right.
Savory flavored lubes do exist.
Mint sucks.
Thank you, wow. Jennifer.
Okay, so Jennifer, you and I
stand mint. Mint is
Say we're about to get it on. We have our choice of two lubes. We have the mint you don't like or the black peppered bacon that Ted just found.
We're going raw dog.
Oh, okay.
All right. At the commercial break, I'm going to tell you the name of this lube.
Okay.
But I do like cinnamon, and I would say this. If any man ever compared or said my down yonder tasted anything that sounded pork, roast beef, chicken, anything that belonged on a buffet, we're breaking up. Right.
Okay, I'll save it to later.
How about Guy Fieri's donkey sauce?
And he better pound it that way.
Donkey sauce.
So how many jobs have you had?
I've had about 53 and counting. You guys have added some of it on there since I've been counting, since I've been on hold. And it's not that I'm deranged or I can't hold down a job. I just,
You space out and forget what your job is?
That was a bad time.
I can say I've been holding the same down job now for about 15 years. So at least I'm steady there. And I am a federal employee who's been told to report to work with delay pay. So they're going to owe me eventually.
Do you get
What about your bills right now?
Nothing. So right now I'm in the corner rocking myself with my whoopee with a bottle of wine. I did have to borrow from my TSP because I do know that probably this is the first time. I've been furloughed 5 times. This is the first time where I'm not going. They're being stubborn, and I am coming to reality because my LES said zero all the way down.
LES?
What is the LES?
LES is your leave statement. And on my leave statement, I love this. This is where I get to be funny. So they also put me on LWOP, which means it's leave without pay. And I'm like, wait a minute, guys. I'm not on leave. I'm reporting to work without pay.
Like, yeah, there's a difference.
I'm reporting to work and I'm without pay.
What do you do with the federal government?
So I am actually called essential. So this is what's awesome about what I do, and this is why it's my favorite job. So I am the person that if you are going to apply for a federal job, I'm the one that you have to get by. So I do the job announcements.
Right.
I vet the people if they're legally can apply for a federal position, like if you're a veteran, spouse, blah, blah, blah. And if you're qualified to be in that position, and what I hire for is for the medical portion of the job. So not only do I get to help hire people when we're not on furlough or federal freezing, I'm hiring people who are going to help save our service members' lives and their families.
Awesome. Well, God forbid they pay you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You know, the sad part about it is we are technically essential workers.
And think about
so
that.
Think
about
you guys
that.
Are,
we are.
When you guys are doing your men's room red, I make sure that I buy that because I know people
well, they don't make
that
them
are
anymore.
Affected by that.
Well, it's not the men's room red anymore.
Yeah. All those people actually lost their jobs, too.
Yeah. Go figure.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it is. I go through this every administration. It happens. It's not just one particular group of people. I've been furloughed through Obama. I've been furloughed through Trump. I've been furloughed.
Furloughed.
Sounds
like the Johnny Cash. I've been furloughed all the time.
So
exactly.
You
have to have a sense of humor during these things. Eventually, I am going to get paid, and then I can pay back my TST. I'm really hoping that my coworkers who are not essential, and I hope they don't get laid off because I find them essential. I need them.
How it should be.
I can relate to that.
If I look at any coworker, in my mind, I think you should be essential. Mm. I don't know that they are, but I always think. Because anytime I hear, like when there's a weather thing, like, hey, only essential personnel. And I was saying, if you are not on that call, then be glad you have a job.
Yeah. I think
if you're not essential, then why are they paying you?
It was what more like COVID information, that kind of crap lately.
Because we had information that you didn't hear.
Yeah, like
we got it from the same place.
We're doctors.
Yeah.
Remember what you heard on the news this morning? Yeah, that's what we heard, and we're going to tell you again.
We're going to tell you the same thing.
We're going to tell you exactly what they told us.
Yeah. How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hola.
For the loop thing, you have to go to for Arby's because they have the beef.
There you go.
Arby's sauce is pretty good, too.
I wouldn't put it past that.
Oh, yeah.
Seasoned cream and fry flavor.
When you have the meat.
Yeah. Perfect for roast beef.
Anywho.
So, my day job, I teach the blind and visually impaired, but that's not the fun part of the story. I also do a lot of side jobs because I don't teach in the summertime. I check IDs at a bar in Snohomish, and that's always a ton of fun. You know, getting yelled at, getting called all the bad names, maybe getting punched from time to time. And like Ted said earlier, like your blood tenders. You get to meet all the cool bartenders. You get to meet all the cool customers, and sometimes those cool customers will fight you. And it's a lot of fun.
What did
the cool customers fight you?
Sometimes.
Did you say as a bud tender or working a door?
I work the door at a bar. Okay. I was just relaying it back to, you like to see your bartenders and the ones you like.
What percentage of the IDs do you get are fake?
I have yet to find a single fake ID, and I've been there for about a year. There was a guy who tried to sneak in his buddy with his old ID, and I'm like, this is a Hispanic dude in front of me, and this is a white guy on this ID.
Okay.
Try again.
Can you read Braille?
Yes, I can read Braille.
How long did it take for you to learn that?
It took me, I took a bunch of classes on it to learn how to read Braille, but I don't teach Braille. I teach cane skills, so how to cross streets, how to ride buses, how to go grocery shopping,
Can you sign in someone's hand if they are also deaf?
I did have to do that when I was living in Louisiana. There's a big thing called Usher syndrome that's down there. And that causes a lot of deaf and blindness. I'm not very good at it anymore.
Right.
And when I was down there, I had an interpreter who would, I could sign like for fun, like, oh, you know, like casual conversation, but I can't sign like, oh, we're going to have a full blown conversation about important stuff. And I'm like, let's.
It's too fast. Interpreter. People who do AS, it's too fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I took classes forever. Somebody signed me. I'm like, why did I do that? I didn't catch any of that. How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.